of John.
我们可以看到约翰福音。
In chapter 1.
第一章,
we will read just a few verses once again.
我们需要再次的来念几节的圣经。
From verse 1 to 4.
从第一节到第四节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that had been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
约翰福音第一章第一节到第四节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他照的，凡被照的没有一样不是借着他照的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
He was in the world in the first day from verse 10.
第十节。
He was in the world and the world was made through him and the world knew him not.
第十节，他在世界，世界也是借着他照的，世界却不认识他。
He came unto his own and they that were his own received him not.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
这人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父。
And then verse 18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Just a word of prayer. Beloved Lord, we are so thankful that we are found here in your presence.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，感我们知道你有同在。
And we have been worshiping you.
主啊，我们一直在敬拜你。
Beloved Lord, now we come to the ministry of your word.
主啊，当我们来到你自己话语的服事的时候。
And we thank you, Lord, you have not left us to our own energy or talents.
主啊，你并没有把这样的服事靠着我们自己的能力跟知识。
You have provided us with an anointing.
主啊，你给了我们膏油。
An anointing of grace and power.
给了我们恩典膏油跟力量的膏油。
And into that anointing, grace and power, we stand by faith.
因着这样子的膏油，我们在这里，凭着信心站在你的面前。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word.
我们在这里传讲您的信息，靠着你的恩典；我们在这里翻译，我们在这里听您的信息，都是靠着你的恩典膏油。
Father, let your spirit be present mightily amongst us this evening.
父啊，当真是求你自己的圣灵在这里大大的做工。Touching
the eyes of our hearts.
真是触摸到我们心中的眼睛。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus the
Messiah.
The theme that has been given to me is the centrality and supremacy of the Lord Jesus. I cannot think of a more glorious subject.
我暂时想不出比这个更有荣耀的一个题目。
Nor a more vital subject for every child of God。
而且对每一个神的子民来儿女来说，没有一个更重要的题目。
All backsliding begins with a devaluation of the Lord Jesus。
任何一个人在主里面倒退的，都是因为我们离开了神主耶稣自己基督的他的价值。
When we dethrone him。
当我们把他从宝座上拉下来的时候
，In our lives，
在我们的生命当中
，When we give him a lesser place than the Father has given him，
当我们把耶稣基督的地位降低，是从父神给他的地位上降低的话
，That is always the beginning of departure。
所以总是灵性最后的开始。
You will see it all the way through church history。
我们从教会历史上看得非常的清楚。
And you can see it illustrated in thousands of Christian lives。
我们也看到成千成万的基督徒的生命当中就这么发生了。
Christ is the center and circumference of all God's work。
基督是父神的工作中心，也是工作的圆周。
Whether it is the natural creation。
不论是在这个自然界的创造
，He is the center and circumference。
他是中心，也是这个圆周。
All was created through Him。
所有的东西都是借他造。
And was created for Him。
是为了他造。
And in Him it holds together。
而且在他里面被衬托、被托住。
This you will find in Colossians chapter one。
这是在哥罗西书里面第三部分讲到。
The salvation of God。
主耶稣神的预备的救恩。
The center and circumference of God's salvation is the Lord Jesus。
这中心跟这个周围神所预备的救恩的中心跟周围也是基督。
Without Him, there is no salvation。
没有基督的话，根本就没有救赎。
He is the beginning。
他是开始。
And He is the ending of salvation。
他也是救恩的结束。
He is the power of salvation。
他也是救赎的能力。
Everything that God has given us in our so great salvation is in the Lord Jesus.
在神为我们预备的救赎里面的一切都是在我们基督里面。
You take the eternal purpose of God.
我们讲到神永远的旨意。
He purposed everything in Christ.
他在耶稣基督里面把一切的旨意都放在他里面。
Christ is the center of the eternal purpose.
基督是神永远旨意的中心。
And He is the circumference.
他也是神永远旨意的圆周。
He is the beginning and the end.
他是开始，他也是结束。
It is the purpose of God to sum up all things in Christ.
神的旨意是要在一切事情上都总归总结的在基督身上。
Things in the heavens.
在天上的事情。
And things on the earth.
在地上的事情。
And in Him we have been made.
而且在基督里面我们被造了。
Well, that's, we tried to say something about that last night.
好，昨天晚上我们想跟大家分享这一些。
Tonight, I want to talk about the Word of God. The Word.
今天晚上我们来看神的话。
And Revelation.
我们看启示录。
That is the revelation of God.
好，神对我们的启示。
Yeah. Christ.Is the key to the Bible.
当然，这个圣经的钥匙就是基督。
He is the theme of every one of the 66 books of the Bible.
它是圣经当中六十六卷书的每一卷书的主题。
Whether it's Genesis or Exodus.
创世记，或者是出埃及记。
Or Leviticus.
或者是利未记。
Or Numbers.
或者是民数记。
Or it's the Psalms.
或者是诗篇。
Or the Prophets.
或者是那些先知书。
Or obviously Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
那福音书就更不用说。
Or Acts.
或者是使徒行传。
Or the letters of the Apostle Paul.
或者是保罗所写的任何的书信。
Or the Hebrew letter.
或者是希伯来书。
Wherever you turn,
无论你翻到哪一卷书
，the letter of James，
或者是雅各书
，the letter of Peter，
或者是彼得写的
，the letter of John，
或者是约翰写的
，the book of Revelation，
或者是启示录
，wherever you turn，
无论你翻到哪一
卷 ，the Lord Jesus is the theme，
主耶稣基督总是那卷书的中心跟主题。
From the first chapters of the Bible to the last chapters of the Bible，
从圣经的第一章到圣经的最末了一章。
If you look at one or two scriptures, Luke's Gospel chapter 24,
路加福音24章,
and verse 25,
第25节,
and the Lord Jesus said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, behold, did not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
路加24章25节到27节，耶稣对他们说：无知的人啊，先知所说的一些话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受快又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？ 于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。The
Lord Jesus is the key to all the scriptures.
主耶稣基督是圣经一切圣经的钥匙。If
you do not have that key,
假如你没有这把钥匙的话，
you have only so many doctrines.
你只有一些教条而已。So
much truth.
只有一些真理,
so much religion.
有这些所谓宗教的东西,
the Lord Jesus is the key.
耶稣基督是那把钥匙,
but again, in the same chapter,
在同一章书, 在路加24章,
from verse 44,
14节,
and Jesus said unto them, these are my words which I spoke unto you while I was with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指这话的话都必须应验。
Then opened he their mind that they might understand the scriptures, and he said unto them, Thus it is written that the Christ, the Messiah, should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations beginning from Jerusalem.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说：照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。Look
at John's Gospel.
再看约翰福音
Chapter 5
第5章
Verse 39
第39节
Ye search the scriptures because ye think that in them ye have eternal life.
你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
And these are they which bear witness of me.
给我做见证的就是这经。
Verse 45.
第45节。
Think not that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if ye believed Moses, ye would believe me. For he wrote of me. But if he believe not his writing, how shall we believe my word?
不要想我在书面前要告你们，有一位告你们的，就是你们所仰望的摩西。你们如果信摩西，也必信我，因为他书上有指着我写的话。你们若不信他的书，怎能信我的话呢？
Then open he their understanding.
神啊，耶稣就开了他们的心窍。That's
what we need.
这就是我们所需要的。We
need the Spirit of God to open our understanding of the Scripture.
我们需要神的灵来开我们的心窍，让我们能够明白圣经上所说的。It
is His ministry to glorify the Lord Jesus.
因为这是圣的工作，是为了要荣耀耶稣基督。It
is His ministry to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them real to us and in us.
圣灵的工作就是要把关于耶稣基督事情，使他这些东西对我们来说成为真实。Or
again, take the Book of Acts.
我们翻到使徒行传
Chapter 1
第1章
Verse 3
第3节
To whom the Lord Jesus also showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, appearing unto them by the space of 40 days, and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看。 40天之久向他们显现讲说神国的事。
If he spoke about the kingdom of God, he must have spoken about the king.
如果他讲说神国的事情，他必须要讲到神国的王。
It is the same thing all over again.
所以，同样的事情又在出现了。
Oh, wouldn't it have been wonderful to have been present when he spoke all these things concerning the king and the kingdom of God?
要是我们当场能够听主耶稣基督亲自说到神国的事情，啊，将是何等棒的一件事！
Or Acts chapter 10,
请看到第十章
and verse 43,
43节。
To him, that is to the Lord Jesus, bear all the prophets witness that through his name everyone that believeth on him shall receive remission of sins.
凡众信之也为他，这他就是主耶稣基督，为他做见证说，凡信他的名，必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
Chapter 18, verse 28.
18章28节。
This is speaking of the Apostle Paul. For he powerfully confuted the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ, the
Messiah.
Please remember there was no New Testament.
大家记得当时并没有新约。
When the Apostle Paul preached, he was preaching from the 39 books of the Old Covenant.
当保罗在那里讲道的时候，他是从旧约的39卷书里来讲。
Within those 39 books, he found the Lord Jesus on every page.
在这39卷书里面，每一页都提到主耶稣。
All the great evangelical doctrines he found within the 39 books of the Old Covenant.
所有这些基要的信仰的内容，都是在这39卷书里面找得到的。
Even baptism. You know, Philip baptized the Ethiopian eunuch from Isaiah 53. Because there was no Romans chapter 6. Or some of the other things that explain baptism to us. You see, these things are so amazing.
所以这些事情看起来实在是让我们觉得啊稀奇。
We have the time to go through all. Think。啊，我们实在是没有时间好好的讲，但是想一想。Listen to the prophet
Micah。我们看一下，听一听这个弥迦书所写的。For
out of thee, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, shall come he that shall be governor of my people
Israel。啊，在弥迦书里提到，从这个伯利恒要出来一个治理我百姓的君王。Whose
goings have been from of old?
啊，他是从古就存在。From
everlasting。从恒古就存在。Who is this one who's going to be born?
到底这位要出生的是谁呢？
In
Bethlehem。但而且是出生在伯利恒。A
senior human being.
一定是一个人吧。Yet
he has an eternal history.
可是他却有永恒的历史。Do
you understand?
你能明白吗？
Or again, listen to this.
我们再看一看。He
was wounded for our transgressions.
好，我们再听到。He
was bruised for our iniquities. That's after.
我们看赛亚书第五十三章，也很清楚地告诉我们，主耶稣基督受难的事情。The
chastisement of our peace was upon him.
好，承担担当我们忧患背负我们的痛苦。And
with his stripes we are healed.
老师，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们的平安。
We have turned everyone to our own way.
我们个人偏行己路。And
the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。Here
is the gospel.
这就是福音。In
the old covenant.
是在旧的约里。Actually.
This Isaiah 53 is the most precise and the most complete explanation of the doctrine of atonement in the Bible.
事实上，从整本圣经里面来讲，以赛亚书53章是对主耶稣基督给我们的救赎最清楚的解释。耶稣
，central to the whole Bible.
是整本圣经的中心。
Or listen to this.
然后再听。
Psalm 22.
诗篇二十二篇。
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
神啊，神啊，我的神，我的神，你为什么丢弃我？
This is a Psalm of David.
这是大卫写的诗啊。
Whenever was he were his hands pierced?
大卫什么时候他的手被钉伤了呢？
When did he have an experience like this?
他什么时候有被钉十字架的经历呢？
Described in this extraordinary prophetic psalm.
可是这一篇却是带着预言的一篇诗篇。
Here you see the whole story of Calvary.
我们在这一篇就看到整个哥哥大。
Not from an eyewitness watching.
不是的。
Not from an eyewitness.
不是说
watching.
亲自亲眼见到
的是 But from the eyes of the one on the cross,
而是从在十字架上被钉的那位的眼睛看出来的。
He says, "Look."
他说：“看呐。
They gather around me.
他们在我，他们包围着我。
Like dogs.
好像狗一
样。Like a lion.
好像狮子一样。
They say, "You trust in God."
你相信神。
Trust in
Him. 你要相信他。
If He will deliver you.
假如他能够救你的
话 Where is this?
这到底是怎么回事情
This is Jesus.
这是耶稣
In the old covenant.
可是就在旧的约里面
No wonder they only
came. 在传经的时候 Then, 那么有能力
They saw the Lord Jesus in the great page of the old covenant.
因为他们看在旧的约里面的每一卷书每一页都看到了主耶稣基督
They saw him as the one who was raised from the dead.
他们看到了主耶稣基督被升高了
They saw him as the one who ascended to the right hand of God.
他们也看到主耶稣升到高天坐在神的右边
Listen to Psalm 110.
看到诗我们再看看诗篇的
The Lord said to my Lord.
主对我主说
Sit down on my right hand.
在我右边坐下
Until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
让我的是你的敌人，仇敌成为你的脚凳。
Everywhere you look，
无论你看哪一片
，It is the Lord Jesus。
我们就看到主耶稣基督的形象。
But I must curb myself， hold myself back。
必须要当心点，不要讲太兴奋。
Or we should be here all night。
否则的话，我今晚讲不完。
As I said last night, you can sleep there in the dark。
好，我昨天晚上讲好了，如果你要打盹的话，没问题。
I prefer that you got something from this.
但是我希望你今天晚上能够得到一些帮助。
Think.
让我们想一想。
Who walked in the Garden of Eden?
让我们想一想，是谁在伊甸园里面行走
？I'm not talking about Adam and Eve.
我不是讲亚当跟夏娃。
We know they walked in the garden.
我们知道他们在园中行走。
But it says of the Lord God.
但是这里我所讲的是指。
He walked in the garden.
神自己耶和华自己在。
Every day.
每一天他在园中行走。
In the cool of the evening.
在天气凉风的时候。
Now no man has seen God at any time.
因为世界上告诉我们，从来没有人见过神。
How could Adam and Eve see this God?
我们怎么能说亚当夏娃看到这位神呢
？And talk with him.
而且跟他说话呢
？And he with them.
而且神跟他们也。
And they weren't even afraid.
而且他们根本对神都不害怕。
Who is this one who walked in the garden?
到底这位在园中行走的神是？
God is spirit.
神是一位灵，不是吗
？He doesn't have hands.
他并没有手，他并没有脚
，or a body.
或者是一个身体。
He dwells in light unapproachable.
他活在一个不能够接近的光中。
Who is this one?
到底这位是谁
？It surely has to be the Lord Jesus.
肯定的是主耶稣。
It is God the Son.
因为是神子。
There in the garden,
就在园中
right at the beginning,
这个一开始的时候
All right, I'll give you a few more problems.
或者我再给你一些问题吧
Do you remember the three that visited Abraham and Sarah?
刚才是那个三个使者去拜访亚伯拉罕跟撒来吗
It is recorded in Genesis.
是在 创世纪里记载的。
And Abraham said to Sarah, "Quick, quick, quick!"
亚伯拉罕跟他的太太说：“
you.
赶快准备吃的。”
And then the scripture says,
然后圣经就这么说了。
The Lord said,
他说：“主说，跟亚伯拉罕说。”
About this time next year, you shall have a son.
说明年这个时候你会生一个儿子。
And Sarah was preparing the meat.
那么他的太太撒拉在那里准备吃。
In the tent.
在那个帐篷里面。
And there you have one of the most extraordinary pictures of Sarah laughing.
我们在那里看到一个很稀奇的撒拉在那里偷笑。
And the Lord said to her.
然后耶和华对她说。
Why do you laugh, Sarah?
你为什么偷笑呢？
And she says,
她说，
I didn't laugh.
说我没笑啊。
Through the tent flap. Through the
tent
flap.
Yeah.
Yes, closed.
因为这个虽然这个帐篷的门是关的。
There's the Lord saying you are laughing.
可是神说你。
And Sarah said, I didn't laugh.
她说我没笑。
And the Lord said, yes, you did.
耶和华笑了。
And when your son is born, you shall call him Esau, laughter.
好，所以当你的孩子生出来的时候，你要叫他做以撒，是笑的意思。
How amazing, God!
神实在很稀奇吧
？We know two of them were angels.
我们知道两三位都是两位使者。
Who was the third?
谁是第三位呢
？Abraham and Sarah didn't even realize they were angels or the Lord.
因为亚伯拉罕跟他太太并不知道这些是使者，或者是主自己。
Doesn't seem to you like a fairy tale?
啊，对你来说好像很稀奇吧
？Let me go on.
那我们再继续往前看。
Who wrestled with Jacob?
是谁跟雅各摔跤的呢
？No man has seen God at any time.
因为从来没有人见过神。
Who was it who wrestled with Jacob?
那到底他跟谁摔跤呢
？And when that Jacob got that heavenly visitor into a wrestling clinch.
当这个雅各用很有力气的把这个天上来的使者把他很有力的把他抱住的时候。
And the Lord said, "Let me go."
那这个使者说，让我走。
And Jacob said, "I will never let you go."
然后雅各说，我才不让你走。
Until you bless me.
除非你给我祝
福。And then the heavenly visitor said.
然后这位使者就说
What is your name?
你的名字叫什么
As if the Lord didn't know him, Jacob.
好像他不知道雅各的名字
He had arranged this whole thing.
当然他安排这一切当然知道
He had taken Jacob from his home.
他把雅各从他的家中带出
To his uncle.
带到他的舅舅那里
And the two of them
他们两个人
twisted each other for
两个人彼此奸诈二十年
Jacob's name meant twister.
因为雅各这个名字就是在那里奸诈，在那里抓的意思。
He was born with his arm around his brother's leg.
因为他出生的时候就手抓了他的哥哥的脚。
Took it.
好像是扭曲的。
When the Lord touched Jacob at the point of his strength.
当主在雅各的最有力的这个大腿的地方。触摸的时候，使他的腿瘸了
，for life，
永远瘸了。
He limped for the rest of his life.
他就瘸腿一辈子。
He came out and he said，
他说了这么样的话
，I have seen the face of God，
说见到了神的面
，and I have lived，
然后我居然还有活着。
And he called the place in Hebrew Peniel。
他就在把这个地方就叫做 Peniel，
the face of God，
神的面。
No man has seen God at any time，
从来没有人见过神。
Who then？
到底那是谁
？Was this one who wrestled？
到底这个跟雅各摔跤的这位是谁
？Who forever after called himself the God of Jacob？
他讲以后一直说他是雅各的神。
Giving us always hope。
给我们永远的盼望。
And whoever we are,
不论我们是
however failing we are,
不管我们失败的多厉害，
however shocking we are,
不论我们多糟糕，
however filled with human weakness we are,
不管我们有多少的软弱，
with natures that are impossible,
对我们个人天人来讲完全不可能。
God is able to change us into Israel.
但是神却可以把我们改变成以色列。
Who is it?
他是谁呢？
I say the Lord Jesus.
我说他就是主耶稣。
Who did Moses see?
摩西见到了谁？
Show me thy glory, he said.
他说让我看到你的荣耀。
And the Lord said, you cannot see me.
主说你不能够。
But you can see my backside.
但是你可以看我的背后。
But God doesn't have a backside.
但是神怎么有背后呢？
Who did Moses see?
所以到底摩西见到的是谁呢？
Surely it was the Lord.
当然是主自己呢。
But again, am I boring you?
我是不是让你觉得很？
Who confronted Joshua?
谁面对跟碰见了约书亚？
Before the walls of Jericho.
好，在这个他带领军队去打耶利哥城之前。
With a drawn sword.
剑都拿出来了。
And said to Joshua,
对，拿刀出来对约书亚说。
When he said, Who are you?
你是谁啊？
Are you for us or for them?
你是帮我们的还是帮敌人的呢？
And the Lord said,
这主说，
Take the shoes off your feet.
把你的脚上的鞋脱下来。
I am the commander of the heaven of the armies of heaven.
我是天军的统领。
Captain of the Lord's host.
是天使天君的统帅。
Who did Isaiah see?
Isaiah. 以赛亚。到底以赛亚见到的是谁呢？
Who did he see?
他见到的是谁？
In Isaiah chapter 6. You remember?
在以赛亚书第六章，大家记得吗？
I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
他说我见主坐在高高的宝座上。他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Who is this one so great?
到底这位这么伟大的是谁呢？
That the whole temple was hidden in him. It was too small to contain.
这个圣殿虽然那么大，可是却比不上这位这么伟大的，因为这个整个圣殿都没有办法容得下他。
Out of this revelation of the Lord,
从这个主来的启示当中。
One of the greatest ministries in the whole of the Bible was born.
我们就看到了，在整本圣经里面，一个最伟大的服事是啊，知识就出现了。
Well, is this enough to give you some understanding?
所以讲这么多，大家是不是觉得我讲够了？你有一些了解。
Anywhere you turn, you will find the Lord Jesus.
所以不论你到圣经什么地方看，你都可以发现主耶稣基督在。
Do you remember the three men who walked in the fiery furnace?
大家记得那三个人被丢在那个非常热的火窑里面吗？
Who was the fourth that walked with them?
谁是那第四位跟他们一块在火窑里面行走的呢？
Who was described as being like the Son of God?
啊，圣经上描述说，那第四位看起来好像。
It was not Jesus.
如果不是耶稣的话。
It's not only in these appearances of the Lord.
并不是说在我们所看到的，就是说出现的这些场合的。
Before ever he was born,
在他从未曾出生之前
，There are other things.
还有别的事情。
The shedding of blood.
所流的血。
The first time blood was shed was in the Garden of Eden.
流血首先出现是在伊甸园中。
When Adam and Eve knew they were naked,
亚当夏娃发现自己是赤身露体的。
And they sewed together some leaves.
他们拿了些树叶来遮身。
And the Lord said, "That's not enough."
神跟他们说这样子不够。
That will never cover you.
没有办法替你遮羞。
And he sewed them garments of skin.
他就用兽皮替他们做了衣服。遮蔽他们。
Probably a lamb.
可能是羊的皮。
Something was slain.
就是有动物被杀了。
For the first time in history, blood was shed.
在人类的历史的当中，第一次流血。
That's why God refused to accept Cain's offering.
这也就是为什么神耶和华不愿意接受，不能够接受该隐的祭物。
But he accepted Abel.
但是他却接纳了、悦纳了亚伯的祭物。
Because Abel's was a lamb.
因为亚伯所献的是。
And from that point,
从那个时候开始。
Right through the whole Genesis.
在整个的创世纪当中。
Through Exodus.
然后经过。
Through Leviticus.
书立名声。
Every enter，
不管你看哪一点书
，It is blood。
看到流血。
There is no remission of sin except through the shedding of blood。
若不流血，罪不能赦。
You have the day of atonement。
我们讲到这个被赎的日子。
You have two goats。
有两个。
One slain, one led free。
一只羊被杀了，一只羊被放了。
You have the Passover lamb。
然后我们也看到逾越节的羔羊。
And the blood taken and put on the lintels。
把这个羊放到门楣。
And the doorposts。Everywhere you turn，
不论你看哪地方的圣经
，All the way through the whole of the Bible，
看整本圣经
，Till you come to the last book，
然后看到最后一卷
，And there you find the Lamb standing on Mount Zion，
然后你看到这个刚站在你旁边这个西南山
，And there you see an innumerable multitude that no man can number，
然后你看到这些新天新地许多人没法数得过来
，And the throne。
然后看到宝座
and the voice,
听到声音
Who shall take this scroll,
谁要拿这个书卷呢
sealed with seven seals,
有七个印把它打开来
and no one moved,
没一个人在
no one spoke,
没一个人说话
and John,
约翰
he burst into tears,
他就哭了
he understood that scroll was to do with the will of God,The purpose of God.
因为他知道这个书卷是跟神的旨意有关的。
Who could fulfill it?
可是谁能够来完成这个旨意呢
？Who could bring a new man into being?
谁能够使带进一个新的人
？A new creation.
一个新的创造。
And then an elder came.
然后一位长老出现。
To put his arm around him.
就把手放在他的身上。
Don't cry, he said.
别哭。
Look.
看。
The lion who is in the tribe of Judah has overcome.
啊，犹大出来的狮子已经胜得胜了。
And John looked.
约翰看。
And he was looking for a lion.
他在看一个狮子，他在找一个狮子。
In the midst of the throne.
就在这个宝座当中。
He saw a little lamb.
看到一个小小的羔羊。
As if it had been slain.
好像是被杀过的羔羊。
And then the whole universe burst into worship.
然后整个宇宙就开始颂赞敬拜。
Worthy are you?
你实在是配得。
For with your blood,
因为您的血
，you have purchased us from every tongue and nation and people.
你从各国各民各方来买赎了我们。
It's such a wonderful picture.
But then,
you see, our time will go if I don't watch myself.
如果不担心我不小心的话，我们时间一下都没了。
I could give you one thing after the other.
我可以跟大家讲一件一件一件的事情。
High priest,
大祭司
priest,
祭司
all the way to the Bible.
你一直在圣经上，每个地方都有。
Right from Genesis to the end.
从创世纪一直到末末后。
I could king,
讲到王
the promise of a king,
讲
all of the prophets,
对王的这个应许
，right through the whole Bible,
整整本圣经里面都提到
prophet,
还讲到先知。
Think,
想一想看
，Who is this high priest?
到底这位大祭司是谁
？Who is this king?
到底这个王是谁
？Who is this prophet？
到底这位先知是谁
？Who speaks the word of God？
他是传神话语的。
Who dares testify？
他做见证。
It is the Lord Jesus。
就是主耶稣。
The Bible is unlocked.
圣经被解开了
By the Lord Jesus.
是主耶稣把圣经解开的
Now let me watch myself for time. Are you still awake?
还大家还是醒着吗
For those of you who are, I am going to test my beloved brother.
如果大家还是醒的话，我要试试这位翻译的能耐怎么样。
Listen very carefully.
请大家留心的听。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
And the Word was with God.
神道太初于神,
and the Word was God.
神道就是神,
in Him was life.
在祂里面,
and the life was the light of man.
这生命是人的光,
who is this Word?
这个道是谁?
What is this Word?
到底这个道是怎么回事情?
Listen.
小心听,
and the Word became flesh.
第十四节道成了肉身,
and dwelt among us.
住在我们中间,
full of grace.
充充满满的有恩典有真理,
and John says,
约翰这么说,
we beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光,
no man has seen God at any time.
从来没有人见过神,
the only begotten Son,
只有神的独生子,
who is in the bosom of the Father,
在父怀中的独生子,
central,
中心的,
He hath declared
him.
This word in Greek, declare.
这个彰显在,
define. Express.
把它表现出来了。
Do you understand?
它让你明白吗?
Now, may the Lord help it to be simple.
就是帮助我们讲的简单清楚。
This Greek word translated the word.
这个, 我们把它翻成道, 这个原来的希腊文,
is logos.
是 logos.
What does it mean?
什么意思?
In the beginning was the logos.
太初有 logos.
And the logos was with God.
这 logos 跟神同在,
and the logos was God.
这个 logos 就是神,
and the logos became flesh.
可是这 logos 又成了肉身, 而且住在我们当中。
Now wake up.
大家听啊,
and I want you to get this.
大家要，我希望大家能了解这一点。
If it's beyond you, maybe it will drive you on to your knees.
如果你实在是不能够了解,
Listen carefully. Logos is a word not meaning just something spoken.
Logos 不是说单单说我们人说的话,
but in the mind.
可是去生脑当中,
thought
是一个思想,
intelligence
是一个智慧,
but it is more than just intelligence.
可是又超过智慧,
it is intelligence articulated.
而是这个智慧能够很清楚地被解释、被表讲明出来。
Now that was difficult. Intelligence articulated.
非常解释的清楚的智慧。
Now put it in American English.
好,
dreadful. But we'll put it in American English.
好，我们用美式的英语来说说看。
Intelligence verbalized.
或者是说把这个智慧说出来了。
Articulated.
然后表明得很清楚。
Now, supposing I think.
我在思想。
I don't speak.
却不说出来。
I'm thinking.
我在想啊。
Don't know what I'm thinking.
我不知道我在想什么。
I'm thinking.
我在想。
My intelligence, what I have, is at work.
我的思想在那里, 我的脑筋在转呢。
But you have no idea.
可是你怎么样不知道我在想什么?
What is he doing?
他在干嘛呢?
Why does he just look at us?
他为什么只单单看着我不说话?
You have no way of knowing what is in my mind.
你没有办法。 知道我心中想, 脑中想的是什么,
or in my heart,
或者是我心中的思念是什么,
till I speak,
等到我说出来你才知道,
till my mind is expressed,
把我的想的东西讲出来。
Now, who is the Lord Jesus?
到底主耶稣是谁?
The Lord Jesus is the mind and heart of God. Revealed.
耶稣就是神的思想，他的心彰显出来。
Divine intelligence
是神圣的智慧。
Articulated
很明显的、很清楚的表达出
来。No man seen God in any time
从来没有人见过神。
But in the person of the Lord Jesus
只是在耶稣基督里。
God has a color to his hair。
神的头发有颜色。
In the Lord Jesus，
在主耶稣基督里
，You can understand God。
你可以了解神。
He has a color to his eyes，
好像他的这个眼睛的颜色。
Color to his cheek，
好像是他这个皮肤的颜色。
Do you understand？
大家了解吗
？Jesus，
耶稣。
In the Lord Jesus，
在主耶稣里
，We see the mind of God。
我们看到神的思想
，And we see the heart of God。
我们看到神的心意。
I wish I could explain it better。
我希望能够讲得更清楚。
So John's Gospel is all about。
约翰福音都是讲这些。
But I believe, dear my dear brother Christian。Is speaking about John's gospel.
因为这些弟兄早上会讲关于约翰福音的事情。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这就是耶稣基督的见证。
Now suddenly,
突然间
I discover what God is like.
我突然发现神原来是这个样子。
When a leper needs to be cleansed.
当一个大麻风的患者需要被洁净的时候
，He does something no one has ever done。
他做了一些从来没人做的事情。
He touches the leper。
他居然摸了那个大麻风患者。
When the woman is taken in adultery。
当这个在犯奸淫的时候被抓了妇人。
And they say we found her in the act。
他说我们在她行淫的时候抓了。
She should be stoned。
她应该被石头打死。
He said, "Let him that is without sin cast the first stone."
也是说，你们中间谁没有犯过罪的，可以丢第一块石头。
And when they all gone，
这些人都一个个走了。
He said to her，
他对他说
，Where are they？
这些人呢
？They gone， she said。
这个女人说，他们都离开了。
Go， he said。
他说，你去吧。
And sin no more，
不要再犯罪。
We see the Lord Jesus。
我们见主耶稣。
And in him we see the Father.
在他里面我们见到父神。
Jesus did it.
耶稣自己说的。
He that has seen me,
他说见到我的
has seen the Father.
就已经见到父。
How could we understand God?
我们怎么能够明白神呢？
How could we know God?
我们怎么能够认识神呢？
How could we experience?
我们怎么能够经历他呢？
Only in the Lord Jesus.
只有在主耶稣里面。
Is this too much?
这样对大家来说是不是太难了？
You've got a whole gospel.
整本的
on this theme.
就是一直在讲这件事情。
Let me take you a step further.
让我再跟大家进一步的说。
If you turn to the book of Revelation.
请大家翻到启示录。
And chapter 21.
二十一章
，and verse six，
第六节
，this is Jesus，
这是耶稣在说话。
I am the Alpha and the Omega， the beginning and the end。
我是阿法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。
Chapter 22，
第二十二章
，verse 13，
第十三节。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
What does this mean?
什么意思？
Well, that he is the first and the last, we can understand.
我们可以了解他是首先的，他也是末后的。
That he is the beginning and the end, we can understand.
我们也可以了解他是初，他是终，我们也可以。
What did he mean? I am Alpha and Omega.
当他说我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽的时候，他在说什么呀
？Now Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet。
好，在希腊文里面，第一个字母，第一个字就是阿法。
And Omega is the last.
Omega 是最后的一个字。
There are 22 letters.
在希腊文里面一共只有二十二个字母。
The first is Alpha.
第一个是阿拉法。
The last is Omega.
最后一个是 Omega.
In Hebrew,
在希伯来语里
面 Aleph
是 Aleph.
The first.
第一个。
And Tav is the last.
Tav 是最后一个。
It's 26.
一共二十六个。
Now, what did the Lord Jesus mean?
到底主耶稣什么意思
？Now, let's put it in English.
我们用英语来说话。
I am the A and the English Z Z American English Z.
我是那个英文里面最后一个字母就是 Z.
Now this is hard for you who are Chinese. If any of you who don't speak any English, it's hard for you to understand. You don't have an alphabet.
如果你不懂英文的话，就抱歉了。
You have wonderful characters. And many of them have the gospel within them.
而且很多中文字里面居然有福音在里面。
Brother Watchmaney preached many times the gospel from Chinese characters.
所以李宗盛弟兄常常会用中文的字来传福音。
Now, but you must understand.
但是你必须了解一件事。
Greek and Hebrew have alphabet.
因为这个希伯来文跟希腊文有字母的。
Now, what did the Lord Jesus mean when he said, "I'm Alpha and Omega"?
所以当主耶稣说我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽的时候，他在说什么
well, ？Does he mean he's the first letter and the last letter?
他说我是第一个字母，我是最后一个字母。
So what about all the ones in between?
那其他中间的字母呢
？Well, what's the point?
到底在说什么
？A and Z.
或者是英文来说 ，A 跟 Z。
What the Lord Jesus was saying is, listen carefully.
大家小心听啊。
I am the alphabet of God.
我是神的所有的字母。
I am the divine alphabet.
我就是那个神圣的字母，所有的这些字母。
Whatever word you want to write down.
无论你要写什么字。
I am the alphabet.
我就是那些字母。
I am the language of God.
我就是神的语言。
Now do you begin to understand?
大家是不是慢慢开始了
解 ？When God speaks to you,
当神跟你说话
，He speaks to you through the Lord Jesus.
他是经过耶稣基督跟你说话
，He speaks to you in terms of the Lord Jesus.
他是用耶稣来跟你解释事情。
You understand?
大家了解，明白吗
？The language of God.
神的语言。
If you want something else in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8,
我们可以再看其他的经文，启示录一章八节。
I am the Alpha and Omega, said the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
主神说我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
So here we find the Lord Jesus claiming equality with God.
所以我们在这里看到主耶稣自己在那里宣称跟神同等。
When God speaks to us,
当神跟我们说话的时候
，it is.In and through the Lord Jesus,
是在基督里，也透过他来向我们说话。
He is the revelation of God.
就是神的启示。
The language of God
是神的语言。
I think that's enough for one evening.
我想今晚讲这么多应该够了吧。
Would to God every one of us knew the Lord as God's language.
我们真希望我们每一个人都能够认识神，透过主耶稣这个神的语言。
Would to God we understood Him as the Word of God.
让我们真正的了解，他就是神的话。
Here is the written.
这些是写在书里面的字。
Jesus,
耶稣呢
？Is this book personified?
就是这个整本书的人格化。
How do we get to know this book?
我们怎么能够明白这本书
？Through getting to know the Lord Jesus.
就是透过认识基督。
You need the book.
我们需要这本书。
But you need the Lord Jesus.
可是我们却需要耶稣。
Otherwise, it becomes just religion.
否则的话就是一个宗教而已。
Christian religion，
只是一个基督教的宗教。
God preserve us，
这是求主保守我们。
Some Christians，
有一些基督徒。
What is their idea？
他们的想法。
For being a Christian，
他们觉得基督徒该什么样子
？We are converted。
好，我是信主了。
And once we're converted，
我们信主之后
，we need to pray，
我们需要祷告。
Best once a day，
顶多一天祷告一次。
Maybe twice a day，
了不起两次。
We need to read the book，
我们需要读这本书。
At least once a day，
至少一天读一次。
At least，
至少。
And if we are very, very zealous，
假如我们真是热心的话
，we will try to get other people converted。
我们也许可以带领别人信主。
And this is the Christian life。
这就是基督徒的生活。
We will go to church。
我们会上教堂。
Minimally，
至少
once a week。
啊，一来一次。
If we're more than more, a little more zealous, twice a week。
也许我们热心一点呢，上教堂两次。
Maybe even three times。
说不定三次呢。
If there's someone we want to meet there。
找
我们到教堂去碰见。
Something
we want to do。
跟大家打招呼。
And then apparently，
很明显的。
At some point we will die。
迟早我们要死的嘛。
And then we shall float away。
然后就飘
We're really quite not sure where. We're going to float away.
我们就这么飘浮上去了。
And we are going to play a part.
也许要弹那个竖琴呢。
And have a kind of glorified night.
啊，也许是一个这个唱很漂亮的这个睡衣。
Sit somewhere on a cloud playing a harp.
也许坐在云上云间呢，在弹那个竖琴。
Forever and ever and ever.
永远永远这个样子。
Is it any wonder the world says, "Is that Christianity?"
难怪世界上人要问说，基督徒是这个样子吗
？Is that why your God sent His Son to die for you?
难道这是为什么你的神差遣他的爱子到世界上来为你死吗
？That you might be part of an eternal choir?
你是圣里面成为诗班的一员吗？
This is not to say anything against song or music or real worship.
我并不是在这里批评任何的诗歌，或者是啊用诗歌来敬拜。
But you mean that God went to all this trouble so that you could be in a choir forever and ever and ever and ever?
你真是觉得神花这么多的心血，就是让你能够在这个永恒当中成为诗班的一员吗
？It's no wonder that the world thinks we're crazy.
所以难怪世界上人，我们这些人基督徒都
疯了。
怎么能够相信这些东西啊
？But when God sent His Son，
可是当神差遣他来
，to save us，
来救我们时
，it was that we might become one with Him，
让我们能够跟他合为一
；that we might come to know Him，
让我们能够认识他
；that with an ever increasing progressive knowledge of Him。
然后越来越认识到。
And then we are being trained for whatever the Lord has in eternity.
然后我们就为在主耶稣在永世当中预备的一切受他的操练。
I find it amazing that in Philippians chapter 3，
我觉得在腓立比书第三章里面找到一些。
You have a testimony。
这里有一个见证
of the Apostle Paul，
是保罗的见证。
It is one of the most remarkable testimonies in Scripture。
我们也知道保罗见证在这一段在圣经里面是一个最稀奇的一段见证。
He speaks about counting everything loss，
他把一切当作有损。
For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus，
啊，以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Not just academic knowledge。
并不是学术上的认识，而是心中的真正的认识。
He said that I might know Him，
让我能够知道。
And the power of His resurrection，
然后复活他晓得。
And the fellowship of His suffering，
而且晓得和他一同受苦。
Being made conformed to His death，
效法他的死。
Why What is it that struck this man?
到底什么事情把这个人抓得这么紧？
I don't count myself yet to have obtained.
他说我并不认为我已经达到了目标。
Does he mean he doesn't think he's saved?
难道说他认为他还没有得救吗？
No, it's quite clear.
当然非常清楚。
His testimony is the Lord saved.
当然他是得救的。
So what is he talking about?
他到底在说什么呢？
I want to lay hold on that for which Christ laid hold on me.
他说我只有一件事情，就是神在基督里手上召我来得到的。我不是认为自己已经得着了。I'm sorry. 我是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我。
Why did Christ lay hold on you?
为什么基督耶稣要得着我们呢？
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Why did he arrest you?
为什么他要得着你？
Why did he take you?
为什么他要抓住你？
Why did he bring you to yourself? Bring you to himself?
为什么他要把你带到他自己里面呢？
You need to know it.
你必须要知道。
Then you can lay hold on that for which he laid hold on you.
然后你才能够竭力的追求，能够得到基督耶稣，所以得着我们的。
This is just salvation.
这不是单单救恩而已。
It is the goal of salvation.
而是救恩的最终目的。
You can save with a goal.
我们被拯救是有一个目的的。
It is the most exciting thing in the world to know the Lord.
在整个世界当中，认识主实在是一个最让人兴奋的事情。
How many problems?
无论有多少
How many difficulties?
无论多少的困难
Whatever the afflictions?
无论多少的痛苦
Whatever the persecution?
无论多少的逼迫
It is the most wonderful thing in the world.
认识主实在是世界上最最好的事情。
Here was a man.
这里有一个人。
He'd written a Roman letter.
他写了罗马书。
The first Corinthian letter.
哥林多前书。
Second Corinthian letter.
哥林多后书。
The Galatians.
写了加拉太书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
Two Timothy. No, sorry. First Thessalonians. Two Thessalonians.
Yes.He'd
written all this.
他写了这些这么多的书
信。I would have said, you know the Lord.
我会说，保罗这个人应该还认识主吧？
No, he says,
他说不是的。
There's much more to know of the Lord.
我要知道关于主的事还多着呢。
The more you know the Lord.
你认识主越多。
The more you know how little you know.
你就知道你知道他有多么的少。
You got it?
大家听懂了吗？
People who have very little knowledge, they're big poor. I know the Lord. Come to me. I can tell you.
有些人啊，认识主一点点。
I can tell any problem you have. Come to me. I can explain from the Bible.
有些人稍微认识主一点点就觉得了不起了。
The less
我到现在，我可以告诉你解答一切的问题。
The less knowledge you have,
你知道的越少。
The more self-possessed you are,
你就觉得自己了不起。
But the more you know,
但是你知道的越多呢？
The more you know, there is yet to know.
我们知道你要应当知道更多的，就还更多。
You take a student.
如果一个学生
，first year，
第一年
，second year，
第二年
，he knows everything.
他什么都知道。
You go to his professor.
你找他教授。
And he says, well, it could be this, it could be that, it could be that.
如果你问教授问题呢，他就说啊，也许答案是这个，或是这个，或是这个，或是那个。
I think it's this.
也许是这个。
What's wrong?
怎么回事啊
？The student knows exactly.
学生什么都知道。
The professor.
教授可以迟疑不定。
The problem is.
问题是在哪里
？The student knows little.
学生根本不知道。
The professor knows much more.
教授知道很多。
You understand?
大家听懂吗？
The more you know the Lord,
你认识的主越多，
the more inflamed you are to know Him.
你就越想要更知道他，更
认识。The more you experience of the Lord,
你越经历主多，
the more hungry you become.
你就更饥渴的要经历他，
thirst for Him.
然后饥渴的要主。
It is a blessed thing to hunger for the Lord.
实在是啊。对主的饥渴实在是一件极大的福气。
It's a sign of life，
也是生命的一个征状。
When a person has a good appetite，
当一个人胃口很好的时候。
And this,
是一件好事情。
It means they're alive.
表示这个人是活的了。
They're healthy.
是健康的。
They're well.
是身体不错的。
When we become apathetic,
当我们漠不关心的时候，
lukewarm,
不冷不热，
neither cold,
也不冷，
nor hot,
也不热，
affluent.
Yes.
还
不错的，我们
尽量，我们什么都
有。Lay on the seal.
劳力加。We have no hunger.
没有饥渴。
We are not even aware that the head of the church and the savior of the body is outside of the church.
我们到这个地步，甚至不知道。教会的元首在教会门外呢，在那儿敲门，在说，如果人听到我的声音，
如
果教会的元首这么对教会说，这是何等大的教会的罪恶。如果有人听到我的声音，把门打开的话，我会来进来，我跟你做席，你跟我做席。
The rest of the church thought the Lord was there.
然后教会人还以为主早一直在那里。
Bible studies, prayer meetings, evangelistic services,
福音
the Lord's table,
他们波比
they had the whole thing,
什么都有。
And didn't know he was the Lord was outside.
他们居然不知道主在教会门外。
Is that true of you?
你们的情况是不是这个样子？你是不是不能不论？
You know what you need?
你知道你需要什么吗？
You need a vision of the Lord Jesus.
你需要看到主耶稣。
I need a spiritual understanding.
我是找到一个属灵的认识。
You need the eyes of your heart open.
你需要你心中的眼睛被打开。
And then you will fall in love.
然后你就会爱上他。
And then they will begin a quest.
然后你会一个追求。
That will never end.
从来不会
停止，
一直你达到目标为止。
The prize
这个奖赏
of the high calling of God
就是神最高的呼召，在主耶稣基督。